This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump aims to take credit today for the speedy development of forthcoming coronavirus vaccines, even as his administration is coming under scrutiny for failing to lock in a chance to buy millions of additional doses of one of the leading contenders. Now, that decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of doses until manufacturer Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. The revelation, confirmed Monday by people familiar with the matter, came on the eve of President Trump's plans to host a White House summit aimed at celebrating the expected approval of the first vaccine later this week. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, speaking this morning with reporters, said the report is untrue.
According to the people involved in the negotiation, it just simply was not true. This president contracted for doses of this vaccine from many different companies, 100 million doses, and those involved in the negotiation say it's just simply not true.
Mr. Trump's administration is seeking to tamp down public skepticism over the vaccine and secure a key component of his Republican presidential legacy. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech has moved closer to approval for emergency use in the United States after the Food and Drug Administration disclosed documents Tuesday confirming the vaccine was strongly protective against the infectious disease. British health authorities rolled out the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine. The first shot was given to Margaret Keenan, who turns 91 next week.
As I just said before, at the moment, I don't know how I feel. It's just so strange and so wonderful, really. Yeah, so anyway, this is for a good cause, so.
This is VOA News. The European Union's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, on Tuesday had no news of a breakthrough in Brexit talks as he left a meeting with his British counterpart David Frost in Brussels. Britain and the European Union have warned that talks on a post-Brexit free trade deal are teetering on the brink of collapse, with just over 3 weeks until an economic rupture will cause upheaval for businesses on both sides of the English Channel. The UK left the EU politically last January 31st, but remains within the bloc's tariff-free single market and customs union through this December 31st. The United States military today refuted as one-sided a new report that civil casualties sparked by American and coalition airstrikes in Afghanistan had spiked to record levels. The report released Monday by the Cost of War Project at Brown University attributed the increase to a 2017 decision by the Trump administration to relax the rules of engagement for airstrikes against the Taliban. It claimed the number of Afghan civilians killed in the strikes has increased by nearly 330%. U.S. military spokesman Colonel Sonny Leggett drew attention to the latest quarterly report by the United Nations that acknowledged Afghan civilian casualties caused by the U.S. airstrikes all but ceased since February the 29th, the date when Washington sealed a troop withdrawal agreement with the Taliban. Turkey on Tuesday called on the European Union to become an honest mediator in its standoff with Greece over undersea resources 2 days before an EU summit. Turkey, an EU candidate country whose accession has been frozen over issues, including its human rights record, is at odds with Greece over territory believed to be rich in gas in the eastern Mediterranean. Athens is now pressing for punitive sanctions for an EU summit on Thursday. 8 Hong Kong democracy activists were arrested Tuesday for taking part in a demonstration earlier this year against the national security law imposed on the city by China. President Donald Trump presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Dan Gable, a renowned wrestler and coach from Iowa who won a gold medal at the 1972 Summer Olympics. President Trump called Gable one of the greatest wrestlers ever. Gable is one of several sports figures to be presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom during President Trump's time in office.
He's the expert. That is held to this day, 25 consecutive pins. He was also the first American to win consecutive world and Olympic titles. Dan went on to coach at the University of Iowa, where he secured 355 victories and 50.
Via remote, this is Joe Palca, VOA News.